For the last few years, 49-year-old Bill Tallon has been appearing around New York City as a character called the Reverend Billy, spiritual leader of the Church of Stop Shopping. The Reverend Billy was born in the early 1990s when Mr. Tallon, who was a performance artist, got the idea from a friend named Sidney Lanier, a former Episcopal priest. Mr. Lanier replaced the altar in his church with a stage, and Mr. Tallon decided to try to relocate some of the fervor of the charismatic church into the theater. As John Kalish reports, the theatrical Reverend Billy has developed a genuine following, disciples who heed his credo by taking actions on the streets of New York.
Reverend Billy crusades against consumerism and commercialism.
We can lift our hand from the product. We can stop that CEO and tell him to turn down the easy listening. Amen.
He rails against many big corporations and chain stores. Often the Walt Disney Company takes the heat as a large focus of his performances. Tallon has spent hours and hours out in Times Square testifying against the mouse.
Within 21 months, Disney will have purchased, bought out Murdoch, Turner, Gates, Sony, Mitsubishi, and the big German banks. They'll all go the way of the mouse.
I lived in the Hell's Kitchen area during the period of time that Disney came into Times Square. And I saw the methodical takeover of a neighborhood. I watched it turn into a mall, a kind of vertical mall. And it has nothing but what Reverend Billy calls the sea of identical details.
Tallon has made about 24 forays into the Disney store in Times Square.
People! Tourists! Listen to me! Mickey Mouse is the Antichrist! This is the devil! And the Disney store!
Reverend Billy's followers often bring toy cell phones into the store and stage imaginary conversations about sweatshop labor and Disney CEO Michael Eisner's salary. There are also staged exorcisms of shopping demons.
When we place recording devices underneath the products so that these voices are coming out of the products, do not buy this sweatshop product. It was made in Saipan by child labor. You know, if that kind of voice is coming out of the Mickey t-shirts, and the security people go over there like the Keystone Cops and start throwing the t-shirts over their head trying to get to the source of this transgressive message, we see people enjoying that sometimes. Sometimes it frightens people. People get really angry sometimes, or they get very intrigued. We like to think that it makes people think a little bit.
Tallon has been arrested 3 times in the Disney store. Sandra Haley, a spokesperson for the Disney store, says, "The safety and security of our guests is important to us. To that end, we will always make sure their experience is free of disruption and intimidation."
Reverend Billy is a much savvier kind of radicalism than anything you would have seen in the 60s. This is a new kind of radicalism, and I think these groups that are gathered around him are much smarter. And he has become something like a lightning rod for the political and artistic aspirations of an extraordinary nexus of people and groups in New York City.
Jonathan Kalb is a theater critic for the New York Press and a theater professor at Hunter College. He says Reverend Billy and his allies realize that in the information age, your best weapon is accurate information. Kalb says he's impressed with the way Reverend Billy has been sought out by activists involved in everything from community gardens to cyberspace.
He has now become somebody who is in demand around New York City the way an actual spiritual leader would be in demand. That's remarkable.
The Salon Theater in Greenwich Village is packed for Reverend Billy's Sunday night performances this month. Reverend Billy is wearing a black shirt and collar, a white tuxedo jacket, white slacks, and sunglasses. He is backed up by people in outrageous colorful wigs and neon blue robes, the Mackie D's Gospel Choir.
We believe in a voluntary withdrawal of Starbucks, Dwayne Reeves, Staples, Jiffy, Gap, and Barnes & Noble's from, if not New York, just get out of my face. Praise me!
As Reverend Billy starts to preach, looming behind him are two huge stuffed animals, Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse, tied to 12-foot wooden crucifixes. Reverend Billy peers out at the audience from behind a red plastic newspaper box that serves as his pulpit.
I was feeling ghosts of Broadway past. I was feeling the Ziegfeld Girls. I was feeling Irving Berlin. And they were all saying, "Damn it, this place is ruined!" And what I said to the ghosts of Broadway past, I said, "Listen, forgive them, for they know not what they do. They've turned it into a mall, that's true. But we can reverse it."
All our performances now of the Church of Stop Shopping with Reverend Billy become a political action.
Performance artist Bill Talon.
It seems to make the words that we're saying in the performance itself much more meaningful to know that at the end of the performance you're going to walk out of here and you're going to invade the Disney store. You're going to perform in an ATM. You're going to destroy a billboard.
You are going to go to Fox now and destroy the ATM billboard. You're welcome to come with us. Amen. Amen.
About 150 people, most of them hip 20 and 30-year-olds, follow Talon to a nearby billboard, a huge sign promoting the About.com website. They say it defaces the neighborhood, and three young men fire paint pellets at it with a 6-foot-long slingshot.
Now watch out, people.
Twenty-nine-year-old Jason Grote is in the crowd. He's an aspiring playwright who's been arrested at the Disney store and a community garden where protesters tried to stop bulldozers from clearing the land.
There's this groundswell. The protests in Seattle are an example of this, of resistance to corporate hegemony. And people are getting more and more imaginative about ways to turn culture on its head. And I think that's one of the very exciting things that Reverend Billy does, because it's one thing to say this is the effect that this is having on our culture, but it's another thing to be so incredibly comical about it and articulate it in such a unique way.
Bill Talon's abilities may impress his artist and activist followers, but former Mayor Ed Koch, now a newspaper and magazine columnist, thinks he's gone too far.
You cannot destroy the property of other people willfully and expect that you don't pay the price. I believe in the right of civil disobedience so long as you're willing to pay the penalty. My suggestion is that when he's next apprehended, he not be given a summons, but that he be given an arrest.
After all three of Talon's arrests, the charges were later dropped. At the moment, he's facing some serious fines, a total of $10,000, for putting up posters for a show. The performance artist says he'll mount a First Amendment defense. In the past, Talon has been represented pro bono by constitutional lawyer Margaret Ratner and the NYU Law School's Defense Clinic. Talon remains defiant about spreading his anti-consumerist gospel and says he's committed to finding new ways of getting people involved in their communities.
It's a great feeling to be useful. I like that. I think that was the nature of fame that I really wanted, was to be useful in the community.
Talon has two more Reverend Billy performances at the Salon Theater this month, and following both of the Sunday evening shows will lead audiences in political actions. One night they'll plant seedlings in a community garden, and on the other they'll show up at a local sweatshop. For NPR News, I'm John Kalish in New York.
Mama, our DNA will never be posted on the World Wide Web. Amen, Magazine. Praise be.
This is NPR's Weekend Edition. I'm Scott Simon.
To the angels, to the grandmothers, to Buck, to the people of the 2 blocks south of here, thank you for your lives.
thank you for the life that you've given us. Amen.